You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
On the 19th of November, UKProgressive.co.uk, an independent portal, reported how ultranationalist Jair Bolsonaro's rise to the highest seat of power in Brazil, the most biodiverse nation on Earth, has cast a shadow over the first global environment conference. This underlined once again the link between politics, ecologically irresponsible businesses, and the impact the two can cumulatively have on human destiny. Fears have been expressed that, and we quote, the former army captain will disrupt international efforts to prevent the collapse of natural life support systems in the same way that Donald Trump is undermining cooperation to stabilize the climate, unquote. But much before the battles between corporate lobbies and protectors and consumers of natural resources became full-blown headlines all over the world, Chetan Anand's 1946 film Nichanagar, written by Khwaja Ahmad Abbas and Hayatullah Ansari, laid the foundation of not just social realism in Hindi cinema, but also critiqued how, in a society obsessed with profiteering, even drinking water at times becomes undrinkable for the lesser privileged.
The Deep Dive podcast series, When Business Got Cinematic.
Remember what happened when, in 2014, the drinking water source for the city of Flint in Michigan was changed from Lake Huron and the Detroit River to the cheaper Flint River? Due to insufficient water treatment facilities, lead leached from the water pipes into the drinking water, exposing over 100,000 residents. Remember also Erin Brockovich, the activist in the film that told the story of the contamination of drinking water with hexavalent chromium in the Southern Californian town of Hinckley? Well, the point we're trying to make is that cinema, when it tells us the stories of conglomerates and ambition, cannot often move away from the human cost of profiteering. On this Money Control podcast, Digging Deeper, we are going to try and present an overview of how Hindi cinema has told similar stories, starting with, of course, the path-breaking Nichanagar, which became the first Indian film to get recognition at Cannes by sharing an award at the very first Cannes Film Festival in 1946. In fact, it's the only Indian film to be ever awarded a Palma d'Or. A socialist mindset. Khwaja Ahmad Abbas, the writer of the film Nichanagar in particular, was a visionary who, in post-independence India, foresaw a yawning gap between the rich and the poor, ambition and innocence. He also wrote Raj Kapoor's Shri 420, where a simpleton gets sucked into the morass of an unethical business in Mumbai and becomes a pawn in a Ponzi scheme that devastates the poor by promising them permanent homes at just 100 rupees. And then Gurudutt's 1957 classic Pyasar, written by Abrar Alvi, critiques the commercial impulses of the publishing industry, where a living poet is pronounced dead and his work appropriated by a greedy publisher. A similar theme was explored in Ek Doctor Ki Maut by Tapan Sinha in 1990, where a doctor who discovers a vaccine for leprosy finds himself targeted only because there are now many powerful people after the appropriation of his work. Pegam, a 1959 film produced and directed by S.S. Vasan, anticipated tensions between industrialists and workers. The same theme was also explored in B.R. Chopra's 1957 hit Naya Daur, where writers Akhtar Mirza and Kamil Rashid told the story of a community of tonga drivers affected by rapid mechanization. B.R. Chopra, whose studio emblem included two labourers, produced another film on the same theme, Mazdoor, in 1993, as did Yash Chopra, whose Kala Patthar advocated the nationalism of mismanaged coal mines that exploited miners without any regard for their well-being or safety. Even earlier came 1969's Aadmi Aur Insaan, a film produced by B.R. Chopra and directed by Yash Chopra, that told the story of corruption in the construction lobby and the death of a judge investigating the rot. Rishikesh Mukherjee's Satyakam in 1969 heartbreakingly narrated how an idealistic engineer is unable to conform to the corruption in the system and in the end dies penniless with only his ideals intact. His 1973 film Namak Haram also dwelt on the cold-blooded tactics of an industrialist whose intention was to break up the unity of the workers' union. The politics between the unions was also touched upon in Govind Nihlani's 1983 film Agar. Then you had Kundan Shah's 1983 cult classic, Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro. This was a scathing comment on the unscrupulousness in politics and the business of media and real estate. Amid all this was a beam of light and hope, a film as unique as Manthan in 1976, where Shyam Benegal, inspired by the pioneering milk cooperative movement of Varghese Kurian, engaged Vijay Tendulkar to write a stirring take on the white revolution of India. The film was entirely crowdfunded by 500,000 farmers who donated 2 rupees each to the project. When Business Got Personal. For most part though, Hindi cinema has used business as a narrative tool to tell stories of vendetta and personal rivalries. Yash Chopra created dramatic tension in 1979's Trishul by pitting an established builder against his upstart illegitimate son who breaks every rule in the book to run his father's business to the ground. Possibly the best film of this genre was Kalyug, Shyam Benegal's 1981 retelling of the epic Mahabharata, which depicted an archetypal conflict between rival business houses. Then you had the 1983 family VP Avatar, which used the entrepreneurial success of a retired technician to avenge the humiliation he suffers at the hands of his self-absorbed children. Madhur Bhandarkar's Corporate, though, was as subtle as a sledgehammer, as it told the story of how brands are built sometimes at the expense of those who help build them. Inspirational stories. Films like Rocket Singh, Salesman of the Year in 2009, then Ban Baja Bharat in 2010, and Basu Chatterjee's forgotten 70s gem Manzil have actually celebrated the ambitious but cash-strapped, starry-eyed Indian middle class, while Ashutosh Gowarikar's 2004 film Swadesh explored how development has passed by rural India and how a little bit of initiative can transform lives at the grassroots. Maniratnam's Guru was, of course, an unapologetic tribute to capitalist ambition. In 2009, the Marathi biopic Harishchandrachi Factory told the story of pioneer Dadasaheb Phalke, who put everything he had in the making of India's first feature film, Raja Harishchandra. Then films like Bas Itna Sa Khwab Hai, Raju Ban Gaya Gentleman and Yes Boss have revisited themes earlier explored by Raj Kapoor and Khwaja Abbas Ahmed about how far an individual should go to achieve success, while Prakash Jha's Rajniti and Arakshan have tried to address the irony of corrupt practices in politics and education, the two sectors that must remain above reproach for the existence of a progressive and open-minded nation. 1959's Satta Bazaar and the recent Bazaar starring Saif Ali Khan have played around with the vagaries of the stock market to tell gripping stories. And of course, numerous films have dealt with the nexus between business, politics and the underworld, including Yash Chopra's Deewar and Ram Gopal Varma's Company.
The Deep Dive podcast series, When Business Got Cinematic.
Corporate team building lessons. It goes without saying that not every film needs to be about business to give corporate wisdom. And so key dialogues, scenes and life lessons from films like Iqbal, Chak De India, Three Idiots and Lagan have been used in boardrooms for team building exercises. Indian films have by and large not told hardcore business-centric stories, but we're getting there. What we have done though is that in every decade, we've reflected through cinema the mood of the nation. And the storytelling continues, though the storytellers have changed.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.